Jesus. Lift your hands now. It's a relief, a deluge of power. I see battles breaking and yokes breaking. Lift your hands high. At the count of three, you place it on your head and scream break. That's right. At the count of three, you place it on your head. That buckle is breaking. Bondage is breaking. The yoke is breaking. The captivity is turning. Let it break now. At the count of three, you scream, pray, and place your hand on your head. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you for the breakthrough, the release, the liberty. You will testify because ancestral curses just got broken. The battle just got over. Generational curse over your family just got broken. Diabolical manipulation just got arrested. Somebody shout, power! Take your seat 1 minute. Kindly do your best and let's see that these screens are up immediately. The mantle is coming upon somebody to break the yoke of your family like Moses, to break the yoke of your community like Aya. hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh, Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands upon me. We just finished a conference ending today where we saw secrets of perpetual relevance. If you want to be a man of yesterday and today and tomorrow and not be someone who just appeared and disappeared, what do you do? Five keys we gave. First, we said, face your front. Second, camp with God. Third, choose your company. Fourth, be your best. And finally, invest in people. You don't want to be history while you are alive. Face your front. Camp with God. Choose your company, then invest in people. We did all that. You were not in the conference. I beg you to pick up the messages, and you will never be the same. Also, today is the final edition of looking at the dimensions of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, like we said, is multifaceted, one spirit, but different operations. We saw him already as the spirit of lordship 2 Sundays ago, and then the spirit of wisdom, and thirdly, the spirit of understanding. Number 4, he's the spirit of counsel. And then number 5, the spirit of might. Number 6, he's the spirit of knowledge. Number 7, he's the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And number 8, the spirit of excellence. Number 9, the spirit of faith. Number 10, we saw him as the spirit of love. Then last Sunday we began to see further, number 11, that he is the faithful spirit, the spirit of faithfulness. Number 12, the spirit of meekness. We saw him, number 13, as the spirit of holiness. And then, number 14, we saw him as the spirit of grace. Finally, number 15, we saw him as the spirit of supplication. Today we are going to go further and look at five more very, very quickly. And that is now number 16, is the spirit of power. The spirit of power. In Luke chapter 4, verse 14, the Bible said, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. He returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 4, Paul the apostle said, my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. The Spirit of the Lord is the spirit of power. You cannot be spirit-filled and be powerless. He is the spirit of power. And what does he do as the spirit of power? We saw earlier on already, but now we are going to look at the spirit of power. As the spirit of power, he brings the impartation of spiritual force and weight to do two things. He brings this impartation of spiritual force and weight, first, to collapse obstacles, and second, to create miracles. This is the second work he does. We looked at the first in the first service. The impartation of spiritual weight and force to collapse obstacles and create miracles. The summary is power to walk in the supernatural. It gives you force. It gives you the weight to collapse obstacles and to create miracles. That is power to walk in the supernatural. I pray for somebody here today, by the power of the Spirit coming upon you today, everything called an obstacle in front of you before now shall collapse. And every miracle needed around you is created, is released in the name of Jesus. Number 17, he is the spirit of truth, the spirit of revelation. The spirit of truth, the spirit of revelation. In John chapter 16, verse 13 all the way to verse 14, he said, when the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. When the spirit of truth is come. John 15:26. But when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Somebody say a louder amen. The spirit of God is the spirit of truth. In the first session, we saw how he opens up depths of scripture. But now, another function of the spirit is the quickening of relevant scriptures, the quickening of relevant and appropriate scriptures in times of need. The quickening in the heart of man of relevant and appropriate scriptures in times of need. That is, that you are in a situation where you need to understand this, the revelation that should handle your situation. In the first instance, we saw that he opens up depths of scripture. When you open the Bible, he shows you what you have not seen. In this case now, we are saying that he takes you to scriptures you didn't remember. He brings scriptures alive that are necessary for the current issues. He brings them alive. He assists you to locate insight or to locate scriptures that should tackle your current issues. The quickening in the heart of relevant and appropriate scriptures in times of need. We saw that in John chapter 14 and in verse 26, where the Spirit of truth, will come and then show you. The Bible said, now look at this. It said, the Comforter, we the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Passages you have read before that you couldn't remember, all of a sudden they come alive in particular situations so that they can be used to tackle those situations. He is the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of revelation. He also causes you to network scriptures, to compare scripture with scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13. It's a revelation networker. You know, there are those who are computer networkers. This one, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. It will connect scripture with scripture. Connect scripture with scripture so that you can flatten the adversary. Somebody say aloud, amen. You will see that ministry of the Holy Ghost in your life in this season in Jesus' name. Number 18, he is the Spirit of glory. The Spirit of glory. The Spirit of glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. He is the Spirit of glory. He takes us from glory to glory. He is the Spirit of glory according to 1 Peter chapter 4 and in verse 14. What does he do as the Spirit of glory? Earlier on we saw that he connects you with the goodness of God as the Spirit of glory. But in this service we shall see that he eliminates the aura of shame and reproach. As the Spirit of glory, he functions in eliminating the aroma of shame and reproach around the life of the saint. Because the opposite of glory in scripture is shame. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35 gives us an equation that shows that shame is the opposite of glory. So, when the Spirit of glory comes, it swallows the reproach, it swallows the shame. This is the meaning of it to you. By the agency of the Spirit, you are not permitted to serve God in shame. You didn't hear what I just said? By the working of the Holy Spirit, you are not permitted to serve God in reproach. And the meaning of that is every trace of shame and reproach in your life before now is arrested completely. In Jesus' precious name. Jesus sets me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus sets me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus sets me free. I cannot be bound. Satan, I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus sets me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Satan, I cannot be bound. The reproach is over. The shame is over. The bondage, the ignominy is over. Number 19, he is the Spirit of judgment and burning. The spirit of judgment. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 5 to 6. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 5 to 6. He said, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Micah chapter 3 verse 8. He said, but I am full of power by the spirit of the Lord and of judgment. The spirit of the Lord and the spirit of judgment and of might, to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1 to 2 also makes reference. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment unto the Gentiles. I have put my spirit upon him. Isaiah 42, 1. He shall bring forth judgment. Wherever the spirit of God is, judgment happens. In the first service, we said, he stirs up holy anger. Now we say, the Holy Ghost function for the release of divine verdict. The release of divine verdict and decree. Against all formlessness. When the Spirit of God is upon you, you are quickened to release. To release divine verdict. Elijah said, before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain or dew in this land, except by my word. I stand here today by the mantle of God, sitting in judgment according to scripture, to declare judgment against every wickedness and lawlessness in this land, in this nation. I say, Satan, your tenure expires. Everyone here today, by the same spirit of God, everything around your life that my Father in heaven has not planted, I curse them to their roots. They are judged. In the name of Jesus, they are judged. They are judged. I judge that fibroid in your system. I judge that blood fallopian tube. I judge that spiritual husband, spiritual wife, spirit spouse delaying getting married and getting a child, that slumbering spirit of prayerlessness, I judge that demonic spirit of scarcity and shortage, that garment of reproach is judged right now. Somebody shout power. The spirit of judgment. And finally, he is the spirit of adoption. Sonship and adoption. We read Romans chapter 8 verse 15 earlier on. Say, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be. We cry, Lord. We cry above. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be. Galatians chapter 4 verse 6 now says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son, or the spirit of sonship, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, because you are sons. He said, Shakala. What is the assignment of the Holy Spirit as the spirit of sonship? It causes you to walk in the consciousness of your sonship. But beyond that, the second thing it does for you is the impartation of the revelation of sonship privileges. Sonship privileges and rights. Sonship privileges and rights in God. That is, the Holy Spirit makes you not only to know that you are a son of God or a child of God, it causes you to understand what your rights are as a son, as a child. Like they say in our place, elephant's child cannot suffer convulsion. I think they feel it is too big to convulse. Lion's child is not permitted to die of hunger. That is a shame to mother lion. A shame to baby lion. To father lion. Hallelujah. The other day I was telling one of the children, our children. I don't know what I was doing. A protective something. And what's happening? I said, you know, I am father hen. Not mother hen, no. Father hen. A father with the attribute of the hen. You know how the hen defends their loved ones? The Holy Ghost shows you what your father is ready to do on your behalf. He said, because you have been precious in my sight, I will give men for you and people for thy life. Am I communicating at all? It shows you your rights, your privileges in God, so that when the devil wants to cheat you out of your inheritance, you say, no, I am not just the child of a roadside person. Almighty God, the King of Kings, the I am that I am, the one who was not created and elected and appointed and nominated and selected, the one who is from everlasting to everlasting, that is my God, the one who did not borrow money to create the world. Stand upon your feet in the shout of praise, a louder shout of praise. Take your seat. You remember that ancient song? I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. My father is rich in houses and lands, and I'm his heir. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I'm a happy, happy, happy millionaire. My father is rich in houses, in lands, and I am his heir. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. We have spiritual inheritance. Inheritance of fire power. We have inheritance in this world. The Holy Spirit shows you. I speak prophetically to someone. Whoever is here today and the enemy is cheating you on what is your right, today that cheating expires. The devil is preventing you from having what belongs to you. The tenure of that devil expires in your life now. Take your seat. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm a head of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Oh, this is my story. Ooh, this is my song. Praise Him, my Savior. Oh, the Lord. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Praising my Savior, all the day. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill me till I want no more.
Take the first verse.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim to this my prayer.
I am weak.
He will feed us in the precious name of Jesus.
Please be upstanding if you can.
Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till.
What do you do to access the fullness of the Spirit? It is the fullness of joy. It's the fullness of praise. It's the fullness of worship. We have seen 20 dimensions of the Holy Ghost. There are some who experience one or two or three dimensions. But the fullness can happen. The fullness of joy. The fullness of praise. The fullness of worship. In Ephesians 5:18, to 20 we read in the first service. He said, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Inside wine there is excess, there is riot, there is dissipation. What you should focus on is the Spirit speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs. That is what fullness of the Spirit equals.
Every song, oh yeah, na do the song, the nasi, the nasi, the oyami nasi.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've walked that in darkness away,
Jesus, my Savior, amen.
Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the needs of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling. He made all my darkness depart. Heavens came down.
Heavens came down. And glory filled my soul. When at the cross, my Savior made me whole.
My sins were washed away.
My sins were washed away. And my life was taught today.
Everybody,
heaven's came down. And glory filled my soul.
Heaven's came down.
And glory filled my soul.
Everybody sings.
When at the cross, my Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heavens came down, and glory filled my soul.
Listen. Don't endure this life to enjoy heaven at last. You don't have to pass through hell to end in heaven. The Bible promises that our days can be heaven on earth. Go through heaven to end in heaven. That is why he taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is where. Give us heaven's condition here. Don't play with depression. Don't play with sadness. Don't play with gloominess. You may not be where you want to be, but you are not where you used to be. And where you are now is somebody's prayer point. Whatever it is with you now, somebody's praying for it. The dress you are wearing now is somebody's prayer point. Am I communicating? Don't suffocate the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit that thrives in the climate of buoyancy. That's why we dance like babies. The way I function and operate in my life, I mean, my children are here, my wife is here, it's everywhere. In my house, in my study, in every, I mean, it's a continuous flow. Worship is on, permanent, tonguing is on, whatever. Everything is just on. The atmosphere is light. The devil is conspiring to keep you depressed. There is a conspiracy from hell. News media, everything is working in concert to ensure you are not happy. That devil is a bastard liar. I'd like you to take the next 7 minutes to celebrate God. Are you ready? The greatest high is the Holy Ghost high. Yes. It's higher than the Indian hemp high. When I was in the university, I was high on the Holy Ghost. A young man was high on Indian hemp. And every time I'm coming, it disappears. It just disappears. When our face jam each other, he disappears. So one day I arrested him. I said, come here, kneel down. Lift your hands. Say, Jesus. He has muscle, he has chest. His skin is as dark as this black trouser. His eyes are permanently red. He has never smiled. That is, I arrest him. Say, come here, kneel down. He obeyed. Gave his life to Christ. Went to crusade in Kaduna some years ago. I saw him in the crusade ground. Still in the faith. He told me, he said, even on Indian hemp, every time he saw me coming and I was coming, he said he felt I was coming to kill him. It's the devil inside him that was seeing the power inside me. He said, as if I was going to catch him and squeeze him. We have a higher high. Look at the neighbor, say, we have a higher high. Are you ready to celebrate God? Turn on the tap of the Holy Spirit for the next 5 to 7 minutes. We have children to dedicate here today. And 56 children. That is explosion. A total of 98 dedications. Wow. You see, 86 children, 86 families, because there are twins in the to be dedicated. Woo! In Destiny Christian,
the Holy Ghost.
Have you seen drunkards before? Have you seen real drunkards before? Have you seen real drunkards before? Go ahead and celebrate high in the Holy Ghost.
Are you high on the Holy Ghost? I am high on the Holy Ghost.
Give it to me.
Let's go.
verse 1. I'll read all the way. Praise ye the Lord. This seed shall be mighty. This seed shall target them, focus them, according to Psalm 127. As quivers in the hand of the mighty, so are children of youth. Quiver carries arrows. Arrows are shot at targets. Target them. Ensure that none of these children misses road into Indian hemp, into prostitution, into nothing. Target them with prayer. Target them with instruction. Target them with teaching. Your wisdom is more important to your children than your wealth. When the prodigal son got his father's wealth without his father's wisdom, everything wasted. His life almost wasted until he retraced his steps. Before you give them wealth, give them wisdom. Before you give them things, give them God. Hallelujah. Lift the children up and say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to target these children on the right target, and they will end well in Jesus' name. Lift them up before God and before this altar. And now, say after me, I receive the grace and the help of God to raise these children in the fear of the Lord, in the admonition of the Lord, in the nurture of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. What are the names of the children? Announce the names so that especially they are covenant and meaningful names. King David Odochukwu Opara, call the names. Ojotule, Deborah, and all of you, release the children. Dr. Miss Enencha, release the word of prayer upon the children.
We declare the blessings of God upon these children in the name of Jesus. They shall be like arrows in the hands of the mighty. They shall fight with the enemies at the gate. They shall stand to defend their parents. They shall fulfill their days. They shall never be victims of the spirit of this age. They are preserved in their going out, preserved in their coming in. The hand of the Lord be mighty upon them, and the parents be empowered to raise them up financially, spiritually, morally, and in every ramification. And everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Today, as you behold these children lifted up to the Lord, we declare that in the time of life, you shall also be dedicating your own children in the name of Jesus.
Scarcity shall not be your portion. Shortage shall not be your portion. Empty-handedness shall not be your portion. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And then we have the dedication of cars and houses and vehicles. And in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, this is dedicated. Now lift it up. Father, I dedicate these cars, dedicate the houses, dedicate the properties in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This is not dedicated for the devil. It's not dedicated for a witch or a wizard. This will not bring you destruction. This is your entry to the next level. The agenda of God for your life shall be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, peace be upon the work of your hands and upon what you dedicate today in Jesus' name. And for everyone here, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you and the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and the Lord cause the children to grow well. They shall not disappoint God. They shall not disappoint their generation. And they shall not disappoint you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And they are preserved.
Amen.
They shall fulfill their days.
Amen.
By the time your time has come to go, when you have fulfilled all your days, they will be around. You will not see their own end.
Amen.
They will see your end when it is time. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Celebrate your way to your seat. People, get ready for an impartation of God's power upon your life. God bless you. Now, in this case, yes, now lift up your right hand, all of you. Father, by the release of these hands upon these children, let blessing come upon them. Let fire of the Holy Ghost come upon them. Let protection come upon them. Let preservation come upon them. In the name of Jesus,
I declare your hands are empowered now. But as a parent, I'm standing on this altar to lay the blessing of God upon these children in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It is done. Lay your hand on the child and pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Father, thank you. We give you the praise and the honor. We thank you because the children are blessed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now dance your way forward. God bless you.
Imana Jehovah Meworo Miho Jiri Kuruchimo Jehovah Me Jime Jehovah Meworo Miho Jiri Kuruchimo Jehovah Me Jime Jehovah Me Jehovah Meworo Miho Jiri.
Wait, hold on. Some people are talking. She wants to talk by all means. 13 years.
13 years. After this daughter, no child again for 13 years.
And after the 13 years?
Twins.
After 13 years, twins. Are you just, is there any other twin here? Another set of twin here? 12 years. 12 years trusting God. And here we have twins. Mama, Dr. Miss Enetia spoke to her in the dream.
To her on a Tuesday program. She followed an honorable and came. She's been coming. And that Tuesday, she was reluctant to come.
Now, encounter with God's handmaiden. She saw two children in the morning while she was sleeping, knocking and entered the room, and these are the two children here.
Twins.
13 years. Woo! Somebody, your delay is over today. This man met me at the airport. I was traveling to Lagos, and he told me, he said the wife had a miscarriage, another pregnancy is threatened, and I should please help them. I prayed and declared that the pregnancy is that no more miscarriage, and that their children is released. Here he is to testify about the release of that child. At the airport it happened. You are in the church here. Your own shall happen right now. Yes. After 13 years, twins. That's another set of twins. After 5 years.
5 years
barren. Then God gave her this boy. And after this boy, these twins. And within 3 years, three children. 3 years, three children. 3 years. Hey! Somebody celebrate. In my office, hugged her, asked for the release of the child after the devil had been challenging them concerning the issue of the woman. Within one month,
baby delivered despite all odds.
Father, we give you give the praise and the honor for this child after all odds. It's here. To God be the praise.
12 years, delivered two babies, screens after 12 years.
12 years, no child. Here is the evidence of the mess. Are you just looking like that? God is mesmerizing barrenness here.
After 4 years, an evil man told them that they would never carry a child.
An evil man told them they will never have a child.
They will never have a child. But after two stillbirths and one miscarriage.
Two stillbirths.
And then this baby has arrived.
An evil man said
they cannot stop you. Go and bring out the rest.
An evil man said they will not have a child. So two children died in the womb. And then they came here. And God broke that yoke. Somebody stand on your feet and receive something this moment. Lift your hands and appreciate God for all these testimonies. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Lift your two hands, everybody. Are you set for the fullness of the Spirit? Lift your hands high. As we do that, everyone here today who is in need of surrender to Jesus, in need of forgiveness of sins, you want Jesus to come into your life, you want today to mark a new day for you, quickly come forward. Quickly. Quickly come forward. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags. You want an addiction broken off your life. You want something to break off your life. Quickly come forward. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Two. Please take your seat, the rest of us, 1 minute. 1 minute.
I live for you alone.
Three. Four. Five. Six. And seven. Everybody sing.
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul. For you.
I live for you
alone.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
We'll take the song one more time. You are tied to an addiction. Tobacco, smoking, alcoholism, any form of addiction that you are not happy with, and you want that yoke broken today, or you backslid and you want to return back to God, also quickly come forward. At the count of five, go on.
I've got my mind made.
One. Quickly step forward.
Because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
I've got my mind made.
Three.
And I won't turn back.
Because
I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
I've got my mind made.
Because I want
to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind made.
And I won't turn back.
Because
I want to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye world.
Goodbye world. I'll stay no longer with you.
Goodbye, world.
I stay no longer with you. I stay no longer with you. I paid up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Place your right hand on your chest as you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins, Jesus. Today, I have decided
to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace, fresh mercy is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord bless you. You will receive the impartation here. You just hold on. Now, everyone, stretch your two hands in front of you. As I prophesy upon your hands, prophesy your harvest from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Everything that is yours is released into your hands now. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Pick up your offerings, tithes, pledges, and let's lift it up before God. Shut it. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the Lord of Saints. You are my all. You are my all in all. Oh. Seeking you. Seeking you as the precious jewel. Lord, to give up.
To give up.
I'll be a fool.
You are my only.
Lift it up. Sing Jesus.
Jesus.
You are the Lamb of God.
Worthy is
your name. Top your offerings, Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to bear. In the name of Jesus, pass it on very quickly.
Worthy is your name.
To receive a deposit this moment, stand up on your feet, lift up your two hands. For everyone who have the interest in the broadcast seed, the opportunity still exists. Millions upon millions upon millions as we spent every single month to broadcast across the world. We have never raised an offering for broadcast for the last 10 years of Dunamis TV existence, but it has been a blessing to countless multitudes all across the world. And you want that blessing to reach you by being a part of it, we have this form where you can do a monthly broadcast ministry seed, or a quarterly seed, or a yearly seed, or in fact, ask for a whole. How much does it take to be on Star Time? Or how much does it take to be on Free to Air? Or EIT? Or any of these things? And you can say, I want to take it up. It's part of what can be done. And you will never lose your reward in Jesus' precious name. The forms are still available. You can ask the ushers. They'll give it to you. And then you fill it up and return them. You lift up your hand wherever you are. We've been announcing it. I'm saying this now in case you haven't heard it. been announcing it for almost 3 or 4 Sundays now. I see some hands up there. You can let them know. Midweek service is the first Sunday, first midweek service for the month of September. It is a communion of escape, oil of preservation. You come with bottles of oil and communion materials, and then we shall pray. And coming Sunday is blessing Sunday for September, and God will be good to us. Lift up your 2 hands and say, Father, I ask for an impartation.
I ask for an impartation
of the multiple dimensions
of the Holy Spirit
upon my life
today.
Lift your hands now.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh, Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands upon me, Lord.
Now, help the young man there.
Lay your hands, lay your hands, lay your hands.
Oh, Lord, I need. Lift up your 2 hands.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands.
Lift your hands high. Mahashalaba.
Lay your hands upon me. Oh, Lord, I need your hands.
Mahashalaba.
On your head and scream, I receive.
Lay your hands, lay your hands,
lay your hands.
Lift your hands now at the count of 7. Father, lay your hands.
Drop something. Trigger the release of the Spirit of God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I receive.
Lay your head. Lay your head.
Thank you.
Lift your hands and hear this. Lift your hands, close your eyes, hear this. He gave us Amos chapter 9, verse 13, all the way to verse 15. That the harvest is about to overtake sowing time. That before you finish sowing, harvest overwhelmed you. He showed us in the next verse that restoration is coming. He will turn again the captivity of his people and build the empty cities that was inhabited before. You were at a level, at a realm before, and the enemy moved you from there. I announce to you, your restoration has arrived in the name of Jesus. You've been a victim of instability. God is establishing you and positioning you in your place of stability. A bondage is broken in somebody's family. Somebody's relation. God broke the yoke over their lives. A battle just got terminated. A spiritual revival is here. Be released in the name of the Father.